So somebody sent in a quote from Kala Rinpoche, and it says, it is, well, I won't read the whole quote, but it's basically saying that when you go deeper into practice, then obstacles can arise in your mind, and so it's very helpful to have a Dharma protector that helps you overcome the obstacles. And so this person is saying that since they started doing the retreat from afar, they felt the need to have a Dharma protector, although they've never had that inclination before. Mm-hmm. And so would I recommend doing a protective practice as part of going deeper into the Dharma practice? Okay, I will give you my personal opinion, okay? If I give you the opinion of the Tibetan masters, they say, yes, doing a protective practice, yes, that's fine. My personal opinion, okay? If you've read that prayer, that is the call, longing for Tara, it's in How to Free Your Mind, you know, and where it's talking about how Tara is the Buddha and she's, you know, my best friend and she's this and that. And one of them is Tara is my protector. And I think Tara is a fantastic protector, you know. And if we're practicing Tara's well with Tara's incredible energy, I don't think we need any other protector, you know. Also, to explain, you know, because this is something that sometimes gets difficult in Tibetan Buddhism, and it has become an issue in the entire Tibetan community in general, is this whole thing of Dharma protectors and people's practice where they shift so much energy on the Dharma protector, and they're supplicating the Dharma protector as an external being, saying, please protect me, and please give me this condition and that good condition, and the other thing. And that how if people's practice gets so into that, then they're really losing the whole spirit of Buddhism, which is transforming our own mind. And I've heard His Holiness say, because the Tibetans often have these very beautiful altars in their house, and they always keep their precious, expensive items underneath the altar. And then there's statues, including the statues of the Dharma protectors on top of the altar. And His Holiness says, it's like you have the statues of the protector on top and you're asking them to protect all your valuables underneath. And He says, this is not the way it should be. Okay? Because when we ask, what is our real protector? You know, can any external being actually protect us from anything? You know, they might influence some circumstances here and there, but they can't stop our suffering, because what's the thing that stops that causes our suffering? It's our own internal karma. So unless we change our karma and unless we take really deep refuge in the three jewels, we could, you know, either go to the police or go to the Dharma protector or go to our best friend and ask for help. But if we don't have the karma and we haven't created the virtue, then there's nothing anybody else can do. Because if, you know, any Buddhas, enlightened beings, could have done it already, they already could have. Because that would have meant that they could do things regardless of what our karma is. But that's not the case at all. And so His Holiness says what really protects us is our refuge in the three jewels and our observance of cause and effect. Okay? Which really means keeping our precepts well and getting our act together. Yeah? But if we just want to do Dharma protector practice and sing in deep voices and make tormas and ring a bell and ring a drum and, you know, have the, you know, this and wear fancy hats and things like that, but we still continue to lie, we still continue to take things that don't belong to us, We still continue to spray Raid around the house when we don't like the bugs. We still continue to, you know, deceive people in order to make ourselves look better. We still continue to sleep around just because, well, everybody does it, nobody's going to find out. As long as we do those things, how's anybody else going to protect us? Impossible. Yeah? So it's very important that we really, you know, look at our refuge and look at our karma. That's our real protector. Okay? If on top of that, you know, you do some protective practice, that's fine. But I don't think it's a big issue. And Tara is great. Yeah. I mean, her joyful energy, boy, does that protect you from everything, doesn't it?